pro wrestling superstar Hulk Hogan has died. The police and fire departments in Clearwater, Florida say they responded to a call this morning about a cardiac arrest. Hogan was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. He was 71. For more on the life and the legacy of Hulkamania, here's NPR's Andrew Limbong.
It's 1985 at Madison Square Garden in New York City, and it's the main event for the inaugural pay-per-view wrestling extravaganza known as WrestleMania. Liberace warmed up the crowd with a performance. Muhammad Ali is helping referee. Paul Orndorff and Rowdy Roddy Piper enter the ring to bagpipes and boos from the crowd, and then...
This could be none other than you-know-who, World Wrestling Federation champion. There he is, the Incredible Hulk.
Hulk Hogan enters the ring with Mr. T, his partner for the match. Things get off to a reliably raucous start. There are twists and turns in the match, but eventually, Hogan and Mr. T win. Hogan strikes a pose in front of the crowd, flexes his pecs up and down.
Truly magnificent individual, the greatest representation in the world of professional wrestling, Hulk Hogan.
Hogan's real name was Terry Bollea. He started professional wrestling in 1977, but it wasn't until he signed with what was then known as the World Wrestling Federation, now the WWE, that he became one of the most recognizable faces of the sport. And the character of Hulk Hogan wasn't a bad guy. In the promos he cut, Hogan was the guy who was ready to fight so you wouldn't have to.
Let me do the fighting, man. I was deemed the Hulkster brother to take care of all you Hulkamaniacs. Let me do the dirty work after I train, save my prayers, need my vitamins.
Hulkamania was a phenomenon that led to his appearance in movies such as Rocky III as Thunderlips.
The ultimate male versus the ultimate meatball.
To years later, starting in 2005, his own reality TV show, Hogan Knows Best, where he was portrayed as a doting, if overprotective, father, particularly when it came to his daughter, Brooke.
Don't you think these panty liners would be better than the pearls?
Dad.
They're unscented, too.
No, Dad, you're embarrassing me. Come on.
A less wholesome side of him soon emerged, though. In 2012, the website Gawker published a portion of a sex tape of Hogan. Hogan, with funding from billionaire Peter Thiel, sued the media company, and a jury awarded him $140 million. Gawker ultimately settled with him for $31 million and was forced to file for bankruptcy. During that legal case, there was another leak where Hogan was caught using the N-word on tape while talking about his daughter being in a relationship with a black man. He apologized in an interview with ABC News in 2015.
I'm not a racist. I never should have said what I said. It was wrong. I'm embarrassed by it. But a lot of people need to realize that you inherit things from your environment.
The WWE terminated his contract following the controversy, but he was eventually welcomed back into the organization in 2018. Most recently, he was a figure in right-wing politics, speaking at the 2024 Republican National Convention, ripping off his shirt and telling the crowd,
"Let Trumpamania run wild, brother! Let Trumpamania rule again! Let Trumpamania make America great again!"
Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.